The important thing is to never stop affirming. The important thing is to never stop affirming. We have the opportunity in our life to speak our word and speak about what is important to us and live in our thought system on what is important to us. And you can always tell by looking at another person and their life what is important to them. Is their family important to them? Is their business important to them? Is their body important to them? Is their relationships with others important to them? What is important to them? Is it important to them to know that they are beautiful people? What is it you want others to think about you? Well, that's the first thing that you think about yourself. I'll repeat that. What is it you want others to think about you? What is it you want others to think about you? That is the most important thing for you to think about yourself. Whatever you want others to think about you is what you think about yourself. Now, when you think about yourself that you are whole and perfect, when you think about yourself that you are wealthy, when you think about yourself that you are surrounded by beautiful friends all the time, when you think about yourself in every glorious way, then that's just what you're going to be experiencing in your life. For as a man thinketh, so is he. So it's important for us to think about things and never stop affirming their reality in our life. Never stop affirming the reality of goodness in our life. Yes. Never stop affirming the reality of love and peace and joy and harmony in our life. So I say, I live in a wonderful world. I live a wonderful life. I'm surrounded by beautiful beings. I'm surrounded by beautiful people. And I am. I am surrounded by beautiful people because I look at them every moment of my life and I see just how beautiful they are. I see just how wonderful they are. I see just how important they are in my world. And they are really important in my world. They are something very special and very ideal in my world. And I love it. Now, when I say I love my friends, and my friends are a reflection of my thought about myself and my thought about them, then that is exactly what they are. So when I see children, and I see them playing, and I see them happy together, that's my thought about me and about my life. That's my attitude about me and who and what I am. That's what's going on in my world, because that's what's going on in me. Do I like myself? Do I like the world I'm in? Do I like the people that I surround myself with? Then you can be sure that's who I am. If I surround myself with people who are loving and gentle and kind, and I keep affirming that I surround myself with people who are loving, gentle, and kind, then that's just the kind of me that I am. I am loving, gentle, and kind because I am the reflection of the people who are in my world. And the people in my world are loving and gentle and kind, and I affirm that again and again and again. I affirm that all the time, that the people in my life are loving and gentle and kind. I affirm in my life all the time that the people in my life are fantastic. The people in my life are gentle. The people in my life are superior in every possible way. I affirm this again and again and again, and as I affirm it, it takes place in my life. Now, I do not go to movies that do not appeal to me. I do not go to the theater that does not appeal to me. I do not go to visit friends who do not appeal to me. I do not engage in activities that do not appeal to me. If I don't like tennis, I don't play tennis. If I don't like golf or baseball or any other game, I don't play it. If I'm not a chess person, I don't play chess. But if I love chess, I play it. You can be sure that the things that I'm entertaining in my life are things that I love, things that interest me, things that are fun for me in my world. Because the important thing is to never stop affirming the truth about myself. I continually say to my friends as we finish watching a video, well, what were the redeeming qualities in that video? What were the redeeming qualities that would make us want to watch it, make us want to have it be part of our attention, part of our mind, and part of our thought? And sometimes we find it difficult to come up with redeeming qualities. But we watched it, and so therefore there must be some redeeming quality in it. And as we look again in our mind's eye at the video we watched, we say, ah, yes. Yes, they were constantly affirming that they liked themselves. They were constantly affirming that they were surrounding themselves with beautiful people. They were constantly affirming that their world is good and very good. And they were constantly affirming that they do unto others as they would have others do unto them. They're constantly affirming all of these beautiful affirmations of truth about themselves, not necessarily verbally or not necessarily in that one-pointed way of saying everyone in my world is beautiful, but selecting everyone in their world to be beautiful, selecting everyone in their world to be uplifting and fantastic. We do not need to have anyone in our world who is not uplifting and fantastic. We do not need anyone in our world who is not a beautiful, fantastic, glorious being. Because that's who we are. That's who we are. I was talking to a person the other day, and they were saying that they would like to have a great deal of money for the house that they're selling. They would like to have sufficient money for the house they're selling to make it worth their while to sell it. And then I asked them, all right, now, what do you think the house is worth? And they started to say the houses in the neighborhood and the houses that had different problems and the houses that were this and that. And so I said, if you do not value your house at what you think it's worth, nobody else is going to value the house at what it's worth. So you have to put your value on it. You have to put your worth on it. You have to speak and say, it is glorious, even more glorious than some other people might think that it is. But you say it's glorious. You say it's fantastic. You say it's magnificent. You say it is good and very good. Now, if we don't say that about things in our life, who else will? Because everyone is a reflection of who we are. And if we believe in ourselves, and if we believe in our organization, if we believe in our properties, if we believe in the values of who and what we are, then you can be sure others will also. So it's always a good idea to appraise and praise what you have with beautiful terms. See that all that you have and all that you are is glorious and good. Affirm it. Never stop affirming it. Affirm it every moment of your life, how wonderful it is, how beautiful it is, how fantastic it is. And when you do that, then beautiful things will happen to you. When you do that, beautiful things will shine forth. Now, we are in the process of perhaps selling one of our pieces of property, and in the process, we are tearing down the dead trees that are near it. We are pulling out the dead bushes, and they're not always dead, and we're cleaning up the whole place and making it look like a shiny new obstacle, a shiny new being, and we are just so happy with it. Now, Are we going to get out of it what we are putting into it? No, we're not going to get out of it what we're putting into it. We're going to get out of it what we think its value is. We're going to get out of it whatever we think that we have the value on it. If you tell a child is a good child, a good child, a good child, that child will be a good child. If you tell some person that you love them, you love them, you love them, you love, and really mean it, and really find lovable things in them, pretty soon you will have a relationship with that person of the utmost love. For whatever things we never stop affirming, whatever things we keep revealing in our hearts and mind and soul are beautiful to us. That is what our life is. The important thing is to never stop affirming whatever you value in life. And when you never stop affirming what you value in life, you find out that it is glorious indeed, and something very special and very wonderful and very magnificent now. Join me in valuing in life whatever you feel is glorious and good for you, and know that it is done now. I love you. I love you. I love you.